Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis. And if it's the top of the hour, 3 p.m. Central Time, you're hearing Basic Gospel Live, and we'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or something you'd like to talk about, well, give us a call right now at 844-322-2742. That's toll-free in the U.S. and in Canada. 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody, and here's Bob Christopher.
Boy, some of the great truths in the Bible really get down to our relationship with God the Father, how He sees us. And that really instills hope into our everyday life. And I think one of the most intimate terms that He uses as far as our relationship with Him is friendship. He calls us friends. Abraham was a friend of God. Moses met with God and talked with Him face to face as a friend would speak to another friend. And in the book of John, John 15, Jesus calls us friends, or He was specifically talking to His disciples there, but He's projecting that to all who call on the name of the Lord. So in verse 12 of John 15, He says this: "This is My commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Now greater love has no one than this, that someone lays down his life for his friends." So Jesus Christ demonstrated that. He laid down His life for His friends. So who are His friends? Well, you and me, anyone who has received Christ by faith. And He says, "You are My friends if you do what I command you." So you think, uh-oh, there's a list of things that I need to do in order to be included in that circle of friends. But that's not what Jesus is saying here. He's just giving us the command that you love one another. And there's only one way to love one another, and that's to abide in the love of God. So that's the command, to walk by faith in Jesus Christ. And we see that time and time and time again in the book of John. Whoever hears My word, believes, and receives, it is him who has eternal life. So the command of God is simply to believe in Jesus, to trust in Jesus. And as we trust in Jesus, the one who laid His life down for His friends, then we're going to see that type of sacrificial love growing inside of us. As a matter of fact, Paul says that love has already been poured out into our hearts. It's already there. And it's not there because we did something to earn it. It's there because we simply believed and trusted in Jesus, and He gave Himself to us. He gave Himself for us. He laid down His life way back then, and now, through faith in Him, He actually gives Himself to us. We receive Jesus. So we're no longer considered servants. We're considered friends, and He says that. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all that I have heard from My Father, I have made known to you. So what is the nature of this relationship that we have with God the Father through Jesus Christ the Son? It is a relationship of friendship. We're friends. Now, what does that mean? It means that we're not left out in the dark as to what God is all about, as to what He is up to in this world today. He makes His plans known to us. He makes His ways known to us. He makes His purposes known to us. And He clues us in. I mean, He's so interested in getting that information to us, He sent His Spirit to live inside of us, to take the things of the Lord Jesus, make them known unto us, to guide us into all truth, to just unfold this eternal purpose that we have in Christ Jesus. So that's exactly what God did with Abraham. He was about to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, and He says, "Now Abraham is our friend, so we're going to let him know what's happening." And we see that in Genesis 18. Well, that was just one little plan that God had way back then, and it was a part of the bigger scope, this bigger picture of bringing Christ into the world and giving life to all who would receive Him, to people far and wide. That was the overall plan of God, and God is making that known to us in Christ Jesus. That's the nature of friendship with the Lord. So one of the great blessings of being a child of God, one of the great blessings of being a new creature in Christ Jesus, is the fact that we're friends with God, friends with Jesus Christ himself, which means God is going to reveal to us what he's up to, what he is all about in this world today. And not only is he going to tell us his plans, he's going to encourage us to be a part of them, to walk this path together as friends, shoulder to shoulder, doing what God has called us to do. So, folks, one of the great identities that you have is that you are a friend of God.
Right.
Jesus declared it by laying down his life for you, and in doing so, he called you a friend.
Yes. And that's a good thing to be.
It is. It's a great thing to be.
It's Basic Gospel, everybody. We have open lines at 844-322-2742. We'd love to hear from you. If it's the first half of the 3 p.m. Central Time hour, well, you're hearing the live broadcast, and the open lines are there. 844-322-2742. You know, friends, for centuries, the truth of the gospel has been added to and covered over with layer after layer of the do's and don'ts of a legalistic form of Christianity. At Basic Gospel, we proclaim the purity of the grace, gospel of grace in Jesus Christ, kind of, like I said earlier, hosing off the layers of legalism that puts people in bondage. People need to hear and believe that God loves them, that he has not turned his back on them, and that he has given himself for them. That's what we're about here at Basic Gospel, and we need your help, your support to keep the truth on the air and online so that others can hear, believe, and live in the love, grace, and life of Jesus Christ. Please join us, friends. You can donate online at basicgospel.net. In Canada, basicgospel.net/Canada. You can donate by phone at 844-322-2742. That's the universal number that you hear on the air, 844-322-2742. You can give through the Basic Gospel app or with PayPal. And when you make your August gift, we're going to send you a copy of our excellent CD series, The Real You. It's all about identity, the right to be or become a child of the living God. We'll send it to you as our way of saying thanks for your gift of support to Basic Gospel. Again, we would love to hear from you at 844-322-2742. It is Basic Gospel, and we had this call that came in from Leah overnight.
Yes, hello, this is Leah. It was kind of a question, but it's just kind of a journey that I'm going on with Jesus, and I'm trying to understand more because I get tired of reading, you know, the bottom of the Bible, and it explains, it's the Beatitudes, sorry, Matthew 3. And so trying to like read, you know, what it means, it's like, how is that really what it means? You know what I mean? Like the interpretation. So thank you. If you could just explain more, because I think it's blessing me, and I don't want to box God in. Thank you.
Great Bye. To hear from Leah.
Yeah, that is great to hear from Leah. Thank you for calling Basic Gospel. We certainly appreciate that. You ask a fantastic question, how to understand the Bible. Mm-hmm. And specifically, you're reading through the book of Matthew, I presume, and you have gotten to chapter 5, the Sermon on the Mount, and that takes place over 3 chapters, 5, 6, and 7. But it begins with what we know as the Beatitudes, and it's called the Beatitudes because of the Latin translation of the word blessed. It's beati, I think, and so they say these are the Beatitudes. But really, these are blessings from God. This is what it means to live in his favor. And so Jesus is saying, as God has said from the very beginning, that when he shows up in a person's life, he is there to bless that person. Our fear of God, the fear of punishment, we think if he shows up in our lives, he's coming to really just whack us over the head, just do something really bad to us for all the bad and evil things that we've done. But that's not the case. When God shows up, when Jesus shows up, he's there to bring blessing. Now, we need to be in a position to receive those blessings. And pride is not an attitude that puts us in a posture to receive what God has for us in Christ Jesus. As a matter of fact, the Bible is very clear. God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. So when we're talking about the blessings of God, we're talking about the grace of God. We're talking about the very favor of God. When you're a blessed person, you are a person that has the favor of God in your possession. You have been blessed by that. Well, what does that mean? Grace has come into your life.
Yeah.
That's what it means. Well, for grace to come into your life, then there are some attitudes. And all of these attitudes that he is talking about in these particular verses, verses 1 through 11 of Matthew chapter 5, have to deal with humility. They're just different facets, different looks at what humility is. It means to be poor in spirit. It means to be, to mourn, to recognize the condition, the spiritual condition of the world, the spiritual condition of your heart, and to mourn about that, to weep over that. It means to be meek or humble. It means to hunger and thirst for righteousness. You know you have no righteousness in and of yourself. There's no way that you can make yourself right before God. So you're hungering and thirsting after that. And that hunger and thirst puts you in a position to receive once the righteousness comes to you that is a gift of God apart from the law, but through faith in Jesus Christ. And so it looks like being merciful. I mean, in the New Testament, in those gospel accounts, we see time and time again, as Jesus is walking down a street, there's a crowd, you know, gathered on either side, and some would realize, hey, that's Jesus, and immediately they would cry out, Lord, Lord, have mercy on me. Why? Because they knew they needed mercy. And so if we're merciful to others, it means we know that we need that mercy for ourselves. That puts us in a position to receive the very mercy of God. Being pure in heart, that's not sinlessness. That's not what that means. It simply means that you're looking for something outside of this world system. Peacemakers, those who are persecuted for righteousness' sakes. These are all some of the attitudes that put you in a posture to receive the very favor of God. But once you have received it, you're never outside of that favor. Once you're in the grace of God, you have access to that grace of God. You stand in the grace of God. You're always in the favor of God. So we have to realize that. Mm-hmm. So he's just preparing. And all of Jesus's ministry was one of preparation for what was going to happen after the death, burial, and resurrection. This was to prepare the hearts for the gift that would come once he had ascended into the heavenlies and gave the Holy Spirit to all who would receive.
Right.
So this is preparation. And so he's saying, I want your hearts to be humble. And then if you have problems with pride and arrogance and self-righteousness, read further into the Sermon on the Mount.
Yeah.
He really takes those people to task.
Yes.
And gives them the real spirit of the law. But all of that is preparation for receiving the good news of Jesus, the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus. Now, as far as understanding that, footnotes in a study Bible are helpful, but they're not to be relied upon.
Yeah.
You're not to read those study notes for your interpretation. You're to trust the Spirit of God to reveal the meaning of the Word of God to you. He is your teacher. So if you're in Christ, the Holy Spirit lives in you. He's going to guide you into all truth. He's committed himself to that. So when you open up the Word of God, do so with an attitude of dependence upon your teacher, the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And he will take these words that were written down over 1,500 years by 40-something different authors. He will take all of those words, and he will use those words to point you to Jesus and give you the meaning of those as it relates to faith in him. So trust the Holy Spirit. Great passage in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Mind has not seen, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, mind has not conceived of those things that God has freely given to us. These things are revealed to us by the Spirit, and He has given us the very Spirit of God so that we can know all these things that He has freely given to us.
Yeah.
So go into the Word of God, trust the Holy Spirit to be your teacher, and I guarantee you He will bring this Word of God to life in your heart and mind in ways that you never dreamed possible.
Absolutely. Well, it is Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer. I'm Bob Davis. And in just a moment, we're going to go to the mid-cities in Texas. Those are the towns between Dallas and Fort Worth. We're going to talk to Pat. Before we do that, though, I want to remind you, friends, that Bob Christopher's Harvest House book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, leads an expanding list of resources produced to help everyone hear, believe, and live in this good news of Jesus Christ. And at only $10, it can make a huge difference in how you meet every day of your Christian life. You'll find Simple Gospel, Simply Grace when you visit our website, basicgospel.net, or you can order online at basicgospel.net. I'm sorry, at 844-322-2742, and it's only $10, as I said, and we pay the postage. So order yours today, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, and find out how this Christian life is really, really supposed to work.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Mid-Cities and talk with Pat, listening to us on The Word today. Hi, Pat.
Hey, how y'all doing?
We're doing fantastic. What's on your mind today?
Well, it's an odd situation. You know, when you see that your grandkids are not being cared for as they ought to be cared for and loved like they ought to be loved, it's heartbreaking. And so I wanted to know what the scripture says about that. You see a situation where the kids are being cared for. The little boy, he's just 4 years old. My sweet son, 4 years old, out and just playing, going about his own little life like it's the okay up and down the street. And then when you see stuff, you know, you don't feel right with it.
Well, Pat, that's an excellent question. What kind of relationship?
It's a back to school situation.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you, Pat, what kind of relationship do you have with is it your daughter or your son that's the parent? Daughter. Okay. Are you pretty close to your daughter?
Yeah, I am. I am, but I just don't like what I see right now.
I understand that. I certainly understand that. And I think if you have
we're not supposed to be step or anything like that, but I love her. I love her, and she just shouldn't do that.
Well, I think if you have some concerns there, then as a grandparent, as a parent, go and talk to her. See if you can talk to her and her husband together, and say, hey, I just have some concerns, and calm my concerns down by letting me know how much you really, really care for this child. And maybe you have talked about this. And so let's kind of be open and out front. I'm just concerned, and I want to express those concerns to you. You don't want to just jump in and try to do something. That's not going to be beneficial. I think that's going to exacerbate the situation instead of mitigating it. So I think you should just have an open conversation with your daughter and son-in-law and say, this is what I see. I'm concerned about it. Can we talk? Can I share my concerns with you?
Communication is so important.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you. I know we need to pray at all times, and I know we're concerned about that. But when my husband and I see a situation that don't seem right, don't feel right, don't look right, because the ultimate goal is to show love, but at the same time, kids shouldn't be lacking when you sacrifice your own means. You sacrifice yourself over your children.
Yeah, let me ask this one last question. Is your daughter and her husband, or do they know Jesus? Are they believers in Christ? Pat, are you there?
They say they do.
Okay.
They say they do, but the actions, it shows indifferent.
Okay. Well, if they're truly believers, then Christ lives in each one, right? I mean, that's what it means
definitely.
To be a Christian. Okay. So you have a concern for your grandson, and that concern is part of the grandmother's instinct, for sure, the motherly instinct that's in you. But it's also there because Jesus Christ is alive, living in you. Well, he loves that grandson more than you do and more than the grandson's parents do. And if he's alive, living in their hearts, then I think they will be open to listening to what you may have to say on this particular subject. But your trust has to be pinned to him. Your hope for seeing change in this has to be pinned to Jesus Christ himself, working
Correct.
In the heart of your daughter and your son-in-law as it relates to your grandson. So go in with that confidence that you can just have an open conversation and know that the love of Christ is surrounding that circumstance, that the love of Christ is what you are relying upon. And then once you have that conversation, leave the results in God's hands. It may not it may not go the direction that you want it to just overnight or in the time frame that you would like to see. But just give Jesus time to work in that situation.
Thank you.
Okay, Pat. Let me put you on hold, and I'd love to send you a copy of my book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. And I think it will be a big help to you in how to handle these type of situations, okay? You hang on.
We'll
get that to you, Pat.
Thank you, Pat. Nebuchadnezzar, a name we don't talk about very much on Basic Gospel, but James did.
Yes.
Well, I don't know if this is a good question for the radio, but I've had a stroke. I'm at 53. I'm almost 55. But boy, the discouragement, despair, I've had a bunch of prayer and anointing oil put on me and the elders of the church. I've done everything I can think of biblically, but I guess I'm wondering, if the seven seasons, like King Nebuchadnezzar, was that seven seasons or 7 years, or what's your opinion on that? Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Well, I think James is asking that because he's wondering how long is this time in his life going to last?
Yeah.
And I don't think we can really compare what James is going through to what Nebuchadnezzar
Correct.
Went through. A completely different story, but it was seven seasons or something like that.
Yeah, I think the Bible literally says seven periods of time. Usually it's interpreted as 7 years. But this was a direct result of his rebellion against God, to God's face. You know, isn't this great Babylon that I have built? And God said, no, you did not build this. I
right.
built this for you, and humbled him, and then he came back
yes.
and acknowledged the one true God and was restored.
Yes, so
that's not the same situation.
Not the same situation. So, James, here's the truth for you, that you have every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus in the heavenly realms, that you have everything that you need for life and godliness. This situation that you're in is tough. It's hard to see beyond that, but ask the Lord to open up your eyes and to give you the confidence that nothing, even this circumstance that you're in right now, can separate you from the love of Christ Jesus.
Yes, indeed. Well, friends, we're talking a lot this month about the important issue of our identity as children of God. And to provide a better understanding of our identity and to say thanks for your support this month, we'll send you a copy of our series, The Real You, to explain your true identity as a child of God. You can donate online at basicgospel.net or in Canada at basicgospel.net/Canada. You can donate by phone at 844-322-2742 or with the Basic Gospel app. Outside the U.S. and Canada, PayPal is your best way to help. Whatever the means you use to donate, we'll send you a copy of the series, The Real You, to say thanks for your support. Remember, too, friends, that we love hearing from you, our listeners. If you have a question overnight or any time for that matter, call 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742. Well, now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Pfeiffer, and all the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to be here again tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.